John, how are you this morning?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Sorry I had to drag you up this morning. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Still working on my coffee.
I wanted to get your take on the process of this nurse's situation at Sparrow Hospital. As you know, we have gone from no contract to a stop in negotiations, to a threatened strike, to a threatened lockout, to a situation where the two heads of both entities, the union and the hospital, finally sat down and got the deal done. I wanted to get your take on the process. Just take us through the whole process when you knew that there were some challenges and what you were being told and how you were feeling from day one.
This time it was a whole lot different than it's been. I've been at Sparrow for 16 years, and in fact, the last contract went really smooth. So this year I was involved a little bit and with the union and with some of the planning, and we were told that because of the economy and that a lot of the contracts were going less smoothly than around the country and around Michigan than they had in the past, especially compared to the last one. So I kind of anticipated it being a little more contentious than what it had, but it was definitely a new experience this time. So I didn't really know what to expect, and I think a lot of it was surprising from both sides for a lot of the members. A lot of times when we've gone through this, every 3 years we have a contract. It's been more drawn out than this, and it's taken a lot longer than what this did. So in the end, even though things seem to come to a head a lot faster than what they normally do, in the end, getting this resolution sooner, hopefully it will be a good thing, I guess.
Have you had an opportunity to see the details of the contract?
Not yet. Last night, the M&A, our union, had a meeting and kind of an appreciation dinner for some of the people who were kind of the hands and feet and helping to organize some of the meetings and making the signs and helping with paperwork and that, and some of my friends went to that, and I did speak to one of them, and they were given most of the information of what is in the proposed agreement, but I can't speak to exactly what it is because I don't know all of the details.
John, when the nurses' union was going through this process and you found out that you were contemplating and then a strike was approved, what were the other nurses thinking? Were they nervous? Were they apprehensive? Were they thinking maybe they're asking for too much? Were they felt disrespect? Did they feel disrespect from the hospital?
I think feelings probably ran the whole gambit. It was surprising that 91% of the nurses, I think, voted to approve the strike or not to approve the original proposed contract. I think, like I said, the feelings run from excitement for some people to nervousness for others. But this isn't the first time that we had a strike vote. We had a strike vote two contracts ago, and it never came to calling a strike. So I think some people just kind of felt like this is business as usual, and we've done this before. So
when you saw the details of the last and final offer by Sparrow Hospital, what did you think?
I thought that some aspects of it were good and some aspects of it were a little more challenging. We didn't get the exact details of the exact numbers of what they were proposing, so I didn't know all the details. There was a lot of information out there. It was fast and furious. The union was sending us information. Sparrow was sending us information home, and so honestly, as a membership, we didn't get the details of the last and final offers completely from both sides would have been the equal presentation. So I think out of everything, that there was a lot of confusion for a lot of people, and that added to everybody's anxiety. And a lot of people felt that, kind of lost in the process, I guess. But it's because things change so fast, part of negotiations, that you aren't really privy to all the information because it's just too much information.
Do you think the union could have did a better job at informing its members?
No, I think they did the best job that they could. Like I said, when you're at the bargaining table and you're having proposals and counter-proposals, I don't think it's normal to give all of those details to the membership all at once. So, you kind of hope that you're going back and forth, and you just don't release that information all the time because it can change so fast. So,
John, there may be a public perception, and when we hear from folks on this radio show via email or phone call, the perception is reality to those folks, but their interpretation of the nurses and of people involved in unions is that they make a good salary and that the benefits and the retirement plans that they have are better than they are in the private sector. And I wanted to get your take on it. When you hear that, what's that make you think? How's that make you feel?
Well, honestly, I think part of it is ignorance. I think that union workers, just as a general term, defines a very wide variety of people, from the person who's checking out at Meijer to people like us that are nurses, people that are in trade unions, that their pension and their retirement is held just within their union, to the auto workers. And so I don't think you can put a general blanket on everything, and also put the teachers in there, so you have government unions. I know at Sparrow, for our retirement, we ironically work at a hospital, and we have no health benefits at all for our retirement. All we have is our pension plan for people who have been there for a long time, and all the newer people are automatically enrolled in a 401k. So I don't think you can make a blanket statement for everybody just because they're in a union. That their retirements are, or their retirement benefits are, superior to other people's.
And from what I understand, the retirement package for folks that are 60 and younger are going to change. You folks are going to get less.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Again, I haven't seen the final thing in the contract. I could go into the details of what the big difference is. It's a multiplier. Speaking with a couple of people who are getting close to retirement, their pension was potentially going to go down about $500 a month. About 20% of their pension is going to be lost, and that's really challenging, especially for the people who are getting ready to retire. So, Sparrow putting the age of 60 on it and older, so people who don't have as much of a chance to change their retirement plans, that'll be helpful to them. But I think it still offers a big challenge for other people who are getting pretty close to retirement. And I think another thing that was hurtful for a lot of people is Sparrow gave us an option to opt out of our pension and opt into the 401k plan just 2 years ago, and they presented to us what our retirement would be with both options. And so the people that decided to stay in the pension plan, then a year later Sparrow comes through and says, oh, no, I know we told you were going to have this for your retirement, but guess what? We're going to slash that by 20%. So a lot of people feel that they were lied to 2 years ago when we were given the option of going into the 401k.
And tell me, you had mentioned earlier that this was a stressful situation for you. How was it at home? How was it with your wife and with your boys?
Well, we were honest with our kids. We have, as you know, we have three kids, two boys that are 12 and 10, and a younger daughter. And we had to sit them down and say, hey, explain the process and say we potentially might be on strike and we don't know how long we'll be out, and and you know this could affect our Christmas and affect other things. But I'm blessed enough to have a second job and another income and do some other things on the side. And we don't exactly live paycheck to paycheck, so we are looking at a little different perspective than some other people, I think. But of course, there's a lot of fear and anxiety, and the kids were scared, and you know, my wife and I had confidence that it would be okay. But there definitely has been a lot of anxiety in the last couple of weeks.
And finally, John, I wanted to get your take on the media. On this radio program, we had both sides on many times because we wanted to keep our audience informed. Does the media play a good role or a bad role or maybe a necessary role? Or do you think that perhaps we need to stay out of the process and allow both entities to handle their business without the stress and strain of people yelling back and forth at each other?
Well, I think it's a necessary evil. I do think that that it can get into unequal time. And I was listening to Jeff Breslin yesterday on the show, and he did mention that, you know, people can do some creative editing and kind of change what you say a little bit by using little snippets of what you say, and it doesn't exactly come out to what you're trying to mean. I appreciate that on your show people are on live talking, interacting, and that they can clarify things. So I do think certain people in the media like you do a better job than other people because, you know, on talk radio you can get clarification, whereas you're not just getting some video snippet that's pieced together like on broadcast news.
Well, John Richardson is a Sparrow Hospital nurse, and John, we appreciate you being on the program. We appreciate your candor, and you can go back to work and have a great holiday.
You too, Tony, and go Hornets in the state finals this weekend.